Hello and welcome to the Webster and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The US relinquishes control of the domain naming system. China is due to become the largest retail market on Earth. And mobile payment systems from the East move west. United States will hand over the Domain Naming System, or DNS, to ICANN in October after 20 years. DNS is the system that attaches a website's name, such as google.com, to its IP address. The US has had control over the international system since its inception, but will hand over control of the system to non-profit organization ICANN soon after the agreement was made in 2014. The changeover, confirmed last week, has been criticized by US politicians for opening up the internet to China or Russia after being protected by the US, according to former presidential candidate Ted Cruz. After being controlled by the US government, ICANN will now report to a range of stakeholders, including countries, private businesses, and technical experts. Professor Alan Woodward from the University of Surrey said that the change was a good thing and that it was no longer governed by one nation but had become a properly overseen global asset. China is due to overtake the US to become the largest retail market in the world by the end of this year. That will be the first time that the country has been top of the list and is forecasted to see total sales of $4.88 trillion in 2016 compared to $4.82 trillion in the United States. The forecast from eMarketer also says that the country will have the highest level of online sales, with 18% of its retail market being accounted for by e-commerce. The booming market in China comes following the successes of Alibaba, Tmall, and JD, which have used new digital features such as mobile payment systems to increase and deliver on customer demand. China's online retail market is currently the largest, with the e-commerce sales in the country representing nearly 50% of all digital sales on Earth. Chinese mobile payment systems are expanding into Western markets following their huge successes in Eastern markets. Both Alibaba's Alipay and UnionPay mobile payments will be available in the West very soon, with Alipay being available in Europe for Chinese customers and UnionPay being available to all consumers in Canada. UnionPay says that it'll focus on daily spending, with the system having a $100 Canadian spending cap, and that there are already 70,000 merchants with the capabilities to use the feature. Similarly, Alipay is pushing further into the Western market after signing a deal with Ingenico Group, who themselves processed 3.5 billion transactions last year. The payment feature will only be available to Chinese tourists, of which 10 million travel to Europe each year, spending around $21 billion during their time there. Facebook has announced that one of the most anticipated products of recent times, Oculus Rift, has been given a launch date of mid-September in some countries outside of the US. The social media site also said that it had added localization to the product, enabling it to better suit regional needs, as well as helping games and software developers with localized features. Available in the US since March, there were delays in shipping due to a shortage of components. Oculus, who Facebook acquired for $2 billion in 2014, will allow transactions on its site in multiple currencies, whilst distribution will be available to the UK, France, Germany, and Canada. Peru has seen its number of smartphone users continue to increase. Currently, the country has the least developed mobile market of the six major economies in Latin America, meaning that digital advertising budgets are really focused on mobile. According to the Peruvian regulator, the number of total mobile connections has reached 35 million from an increase of over 7% from just last year. Peru has a mobile penetration rate equaling 117%, and with the recent increase of mobile connections, it's expected that advertisers will increase mobile budgets in order to target the growing audience. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.